Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
David Gregory is here. He's a former state representative. He's running for the state Senate currently in the South County area, but he's suing Sam Page, our fearless leader in St. Louis County, over this tax break for senior citizens, which was passed but not implemented. David, how are you? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks for having me.
So what's going on here? When did the council actually pass this tax break? Because it goes back a while, right?
Yeah, see, so that's a big frustration, right? It goes back to October of 2023, so, you know, almost 6 months ago. The council passed this, and they passed this with a legal right to our folks, right? A legal right for them to apply for a tax credit by June 30th. And that's the timeline we're barreling in on that we got a problem with. You can't be passing laws, giving people rights, and then giving them no way to follow through on that right.
Giving them a deadline and say, hey, you got to do it by then. But there's no path to do that, right? So what really is going on here?
Yeah, well, we can't tell, right? County council saying one thing, and Sam Page is saying another. Like a bunch of little kids on a playground pointing the finger. What I'm going to do with this lawsuit is I'm going to bring them all together and we're going to talk. We're going to sit down and figure out who's at fault, what needs to happen, and we're going to get this done for the seniors.
Sometimes we get into the weeds here on the legalities, but what's the path legally, if you can explain that in simplistic form?
The most simplistic form is that I filed what's called the writ of mandamus. It is a a lawsuit that says, hey, government, do your legal job. You have a legal job to make sure that seniors can apply for a tax credit. You've created that right. And now you're not giving them a way to implement that right. So we're going to compel you to do
it. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah,
right?
Why do you pass a law and then give them no way to actually follow through with
it? But one of the reasons is that they're saying, you tell me if anything is wrong, the county says that it needs the county council to approve a bunch of money before they can, you know, they say hire staff, buy equipment, and enact the freeze. Is that the excuse that they're giving?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's an excuse. It's hard to tell. Again, you've got the executive branch saying we'll implement it, but we don't have the money. We don't have the resources to do it. You've got to give that to us, county council. And then we've got the county council who at first seems to think we don't need to do anything because they haven't done anything else, which is a big source of frustration. But now all of a sudden lately they're talking, well, we'll give you a little bit of money, but we're not going to give you everything we think you need. And so there's a fight over what is it going to cost and what is it going to take to get this done. I'm tired of the finger pointing. A ton of seniors have reached out to me tired of the finger pointing. So I'm going to take matters into my own hand as a private litigator. I'm going to file suit. I'm going to make them do their job.
You guys sent out a news release on this, and there some things were a little confusing to me. So let me see if I can get clarification here. On this particular issue, I don't know if this is what the focus is, but you say revenue, I don't know if she's the director, Michelle McBride, says she believes 15 or 20 staffers might be able to handle St. Louis County's workload. Is she specifically talking for this tax break?
She's the St. Charles County Revenue. She was brought in to testify. So that's just citing public testimony from last week saying, hey, you know, I was only given one employee. I've already begun the program, but I need more employees to continue the program.
Okay.
Right? So she's testifying saying, look, I think it seems reasonable to need X amount of employees. She's telling the council that.
But that's part of the point of contention, though, I would assume that the county council has, because that's a lot of hiring, right?
Yeah, I mean, but that's pennies compared to what our seniors deserve and are paying. That's pennies. You're talking about $1 billion budget, and you're going to balk over.
I mean, the question would be, if you're going to pass this, you would think that you would have the infrastructure to hire people and plan and move forward, especially if you're less than or just about 2 months away from a deadline, right?
And you got it.
Yeah.
That's the problem, and I'm just tired of waiting. We hear a lot of talk out of the council. A lot of talk out of Sam Page, but I'll tell you what, talk's cheap. We're going to bring them to the table and make them do it.
So what's in a situation like this, you would expect somewhat of a accelerated timeline? Can you get that?
I'm going to try.
It's not easy in the courts, though, is it?
No, nothing in litigation. I don't know if you know this. Nothing in litigation is fast.
Yeah.
But we can. We can compel. Judges are very sensitive to time-sensitive issues. I expect to really move the needle on this. And what my true hope would be is instead of battling it out over X amount of months of litigation, hopefully these guys get together and figure something out, right?
Right.
I'd happily drop my
lawsuit.
Well,
that's the best situation
for
the seniors.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.